Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. You can almost hear the collective sigh of relief from Democrats across the state after Governor Jerry Brown struck a deal yesterday with liberal activists on a ballot measure to raise taxes. The compromise proposal relies on the wealthy more than Brown wanted, but it's only temporary, and it also includes a sales tax increase. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more details.
If Governor Brown's budget experts are right, the new tax increase would bring in $9 billion next year and $7 billion the year after, with billions more through 2018. It would both add money to K-12 education and free up other tax dollars for government services that have been cut back in recent years. And those are just the simplest of details, none of which may be simple enough for a political campaign, admits State Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg.
I don't know yet how it's going to be sold. I think there'll be a lot of discussions about how to message the campaign and how to theme the campaign. All I know is that there are not going to be 3 measures on the ballot.
There will, though, likely be 2 tax increase measures on the ballot. A separate effort to raise income taxes for schools is not part of the deal. The now-abandoned millionaire's tax was polling as high as 63% in a recent poll. Brown's proposal, which the new deal resembles, was barely over 50% in a different poll. Both groups believe there's political strength in a unified effort. Now they must quickly gather signatures in less than about 2 months. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
It was a busy day for Brown. He also turned up in Long Beach to celebrate the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. The company is taking the plane on a dream tour to places where the parts are made, and there are about 50 suppliers in California. The party in Long Beach was a bit bittersweet. The plane Boeing assembles there, the C-17 Globemaster III, can't boast anything like the rocket-hot sales of the Dreamliner, and without new orders, production is scheduled to shut down in 2 years. The state Supreme Court has upheld the ongoing transfer of water from Imperial Valley farmers to San Diego County. Last year, the Imperial Irrigation District sold San Diego 80,000 acre feet, and the plan is to more than double that. The case now returns to Sacramento County Superior Court to hear out environmental challenges. Those who oppose the deal say it'll speed the decline of the Salton Sea, killing off fish and birds and exposing local humans to dust storms as the sea shrinks. These are hard times for medical marijuana dispensaries in California. Even in local jurisdictions friendly to the trade, federal prosecutors are making it difficult to operate by leaning on the landlords of the properties pot groups rent from. Michael Montgomery tells us of the latest federal target in Berkeley.
In the world of medical marijuana, Berkeley Patients Group is a star, as this promotional video suggests.
Berkeley Patients Group is one of California's largest, oldest, and most respected medical cannabis collectives.
It's a city-licensed distributor that's been embraced by local officials as a model business that pays millions in taxes.
I tell people that Berkeley Patients Group is the Brooks Brothers of medical marijuana dispensing.
Pauly Armstrong is co-CEO of the Berkeley Chamber of Commerce. In addition to taxes, Armstrong says over its 13 years, the dispensary has shelled out thousands of dollars in donations to various causes, including the chamber. But despite the dispensary's popularity among local officials, its future is now uncertain. Following warnings to its landlord from federal prosecutors, Berkeley Patients Group is closing its doors. At issue for the feds is its proximity to 2 educational institutions, a French bilingual school and a center for children with hearing loss.
Marijuana dispensaries are full of cash and they're full of marijuana. They are at risk of being robbed, and many of them are robbed.
That's Melinda Haig, the U.S. attorney for California's Northern District. Haig says that even though marijuana is illegal under federal law, she doesn't have the resources to target all the medical pot outlets that have proliferated in recent years. So she says she's focusing on outlets operating near children.
When a dispensary comes to my attention that is close to a school or a park or a playground or children, that's a line I've decided to draw, and those are the dispensaries that I'm looking at.
On a recent Friday, business was brisk at Berkeley Patients Group's location on San Pablo Avenue, and the customers were diverse: young people in souped-up cars, men and women in business clothes, and some seriously ill patients. The dispensary's owners would not comment for this story, but some customers were happy to talk, including 65-year-old Kate Burndom. She emerges from the dispensary atop a motorized scooter.
As a cancer survivor, the only reason I'm alive is this medicine.
Burndom says she started using medical marijuana after it was legalized in California to deal with pain associated with diabetes and ovarian cancer. We heard similar stories from other patients, but there were some complaints as well.
Literally, when I come home at 5 o'clock, I have to sit in hot traffic.
Liz Isle, who lives around the corner, says lines of cars are a problem, as are young dispensary customers who sometimes smoke pot in front of her house. But she says she's happy to have a thriving business in this part of Berkeley. In a small red building set along a nearby side street, children are on recess at the Center for Early Intervention on Deafness. Jill Ellis has directed the center since it opened 8 years ago. She, too, is complimentary about the dispensary, saying it's donated generously and even sponsored low-income children. What's more, Ellis says Berkeley Patients Group's round-the-clock security actually enhances community safety.
I know for some of us who work late at night or on the weekends, there's some reassurance to knowing there are professional security folks in the neighborhood providing extra eyes and ears.
U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig says not every dispensary she's looking at has been the target of violent criminals. Not yet, at least. She cites a recent case in Santa Cruz where armed men robbed a dispensary that's next door to a preschool.
People in the community may be supportive of the dispensary being in their community until there's an armed robbery and people come running out of the dispensary shooting guns.
But medical marijuana advocate Dale Geringer says federal actions are stoking a climate of fear in the industry, which is making things more dangerous. He says pressure on banks to sever ties with medical marijuana outlets is forcing many operators to trade in cash.
And of course, running a cash business makes things more dangerous for everybody else.
Geringer says if past is prologue, many medical marijuana operators will outlast the crackdown. But given the nervous state of the industry, Berkeley Patients Group may have a hard time finding a new landlord. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Our story was co-reported by David Downs and produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. That's the California Report for Thursday, March 15th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting efforts to respect the wishes of patients at the end of their lives, on the web at chcf.org, and URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.